Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz and my guest today is Laura Schmidt. She started a little company called Notes to Self to put her belief in the power of positive thinking into action and, as we're going to learn, on people's feet. So, Laura, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, John. So excited to visit with you today.
So I should also make note of the fact that you are a fellow Kansas Cityan. So it's not often that I could probably count on one hand the number of Kansas Cityans that I've had on my show in the last couple of years. So it's always fun when I get to do it. So describe what Notes to Self is when, obviously, let's say you're at a networking event. And somebody says, so what do you do? What is Notes to Self?
Well, Notes to Self is a company that's all about positive words. And specifically, our main product is Notes to Self socks. They are the best socks you'll ever wear because of the construction, but more importantly, because of the words. We have positive affirmations on the toes and the bottom of the socks. They say things like, I am awesome, I am confident, I am a great mom. And they're made in the USA, and they're basically sharing people's feelings through the tangible gift of a pair of socks that help people remember every single day about the person that gave them to them and how much they believe in them. So our tagline is words make all the difference. And that's basically what we're doing, is sharing positive words through these tools and these items.
So where did the idea come from to put them on the bottom of people's feet? I mean, you know, you see rocks and pictures and posters and things with these affirmations. Why socks?
Well, basically, I'll tell you like how I got the specific idea. Yeah. But as I thought about it over time, I think there's a whole lot involved about how it ended up being socks. But on January 1st, 2011, my family and I were headed in our vehicle to Western Kansas, and my husband was driving, the three kids were in the back, and I had my feet up on the dashboard, and I was reading a book about positive thinking. And actually, it's the book called The Answer. I have it right here, and it is by John Assaroff and Murray Smith. And I was on the page that talked about the subconscious mind and how the subconscious mind is most open early in the morning and late at night, in that half awake, half asleep time when the conscious filters aren't quite up yet. And it hit me, what if I put the positive words on the toes of socks? So twice a day, you'll be reminded of those positive affirmations, whether you're intending to look at those words or not. And then I thought, what if kids too young to read had I am smart on their toes and they really believed that? And what if we could get those socks into underprivileged communities where kids maybe aren't told those positive things enough? You know, how might that change our world? Yeah. So that's where the specific idea came. But a side note is, as I look back, I've always loved giving really meaningful gifts to people. And some of the gifts I've given in the past are really nice socks. Like, I remember giving a pair of cashmere socks to each of my friends one year, just because we probably wouldn't have bought those for ourselves, but they feel so good and, you know, they're awesome. But also, I think the idea of a gift that is so meaningful, like, that has been my intention with all of this.
So, I mean, you would certainly, while selling socks is the practical matter of what you do, you would certainly say this is more than socks.
Oh, so much more than socks. In fact, we say that it's not about the socks. They're the best socks you'll ever wear, but it's about the words. And our tagline is words make all the difference.
Yeah. So tell me about the words. You probably have a library or an inventory of words, but where do they come from? I mean, is there a word committee, you know, that gets around and tosses around new words? Or do you have kind of a list of, yeah, someday I'm going to get to all of these?
Kind of all of that. Initially, I launched with 5 sayings, and then I added a few more, and now we're up to like over 100 sayings. Yeah. And the filter that I run it through is it meaningful? Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a few sayings that are just kind of fun, like my cat loves me, cat lover, and my dog loves me, dog lover, and I am cool. And we did that one. I said I did that in honor of my husband and my dad, who both wore black socks with sandals when it wasn't cool. And now it is cool.
I did not know that.
But it, you know, we're always getting suggestions from our customers and we welcome those. So I do kind of have a list and I call it my possible future sayings list.
Yeah. Do you find, and maybe this would be anecdotal, obviously you probably don't have any research on this, do you find that, that people are in some ways creating an affirmation for themselves or creating a message they want to send to the world?
When they give us suggestions or when they buy the socks?
No, when they wear the socks, you know, is it, you know, are they doing it for themselves or are they doing it so they can take their shoes off, put their feet up and show the world that they are what, you know, their affirmation?
I think for the most part, it's for themselves because a lot of, and I think it depends on who it is. Some of our younger customers, I think I've gotten some requests to put the words in a place where the world can see them more. And we did do some crew socks that have like, I believe down the back, but for the most part, the brand is called Notes to Self.
Right.
And I thought, you know, from the very beginning, I thought these words are for the wearer. You know, if they want to take off their shoes and show people they can, but if they want to have the socks on that say, I am beautiful, and they would be too potentially shy to show that to somebody, but they know they're there. And like for me, one of my favorite affirmations that I've used my whole life on sticky notes is I am confident. And that's a very personal affirmation because you know, I think everybody struggles with confidence, but it's not something you want to like necessarily wear on your t-shirt. You know what I mean? It's
Yeah. And it's funny you mentioned the notes on sticky notes. You know, you think about the affirmations on people's mirrors and things, and you know, they may not actually fully believe it yet, but you know, they're saying it to themselves and they're affirming it. And I think that that's probably a bit of the nature of saying, hey, I've got these on, nobody else knows it, but you know, they give me power that I take with, it's like taking my sticky note with me, so to speak.
Absolutely.
You and I were talking before we started this that I think, maybe because I just don't pay enough attention. The first time I remember seeing the socks was when our own Kansas City Chiefs were in the Super Bowl and my wife found them and you had a red version that said, I believe. And we proudly wore those and posted a picture, I think, on social media. And I suspect a few other Kansas Cityans did that too, didn't they?
Yes. Thank you.
So tell me, what's the craziest request you've gotten? This will be a two-part question. What's the craziest request you've gotten in terms of a word? And then the second one is, do you have an impactful story or a story where somebody's been impacted by these that they've then come back and said, hey, I now have done X?
Yes. Gosh, I've got so many stories. I mean, we get stories every week and they're on our website, a lot of them, but oftentimes I'm in here in my head, in my home office, and my husband will walk through the door and I'll have tears rolling down my face and he'll go, are you all right? And I'll go, read this. And it's just the most heartfelt stories. Let me start with your first question about the craziest request. I mean, sometimes I'll get requests like the words are knitted in when our socks are made and they're all made in the US and on, you know, on sock machines, but we can't do custom orders. I mean, we're not set up to just do print on demand and they're not printed. The words are woven in, you know, but it's not uncommon for me to get a request that says, hey, I want to order 6 pairs of socks and I want to have, you know, this my favorite saying that's really specific to me on it. So, you know, it's not really crazy, but we do get a lot of that. And I will say the other thing is I've gotten a lot of requests to use curse words or things like that. I say, you know, it's just not...
It's not on brand.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But as far as stories, I mean, gosh, so many heartfelt stories. I was just looking today on some of the reviews that have just come in. And one lady wrote, the smile on my sister's face as she put them on to go to chemo. You know? Yeah. And then another one wrote, these are my new favorite socks. It made me smile every time I remembered I was wearing them. They're also super comfortable and I like that they don't slip off my feet throughout the day. So, you know, just sometimes it's about the construction. Sometimes it's about our customer service, but more often than not, it's about how touched the person was when they received them.
And now let's hear a little bit about one of our sponsors, SEMrush. This is an SEO tool that we use every single day. I love that it's more like a suite of tools because we can find competitive analysis. We can find everything about how to get and acquire more backlinks. There's this keyword magic tool that helps in our keyword research. All kinds of link building, rank tracking, everything you really need, including the ability to fix technical issues. And I love the reports that it produces because we use those with most of our clients. Check it out. It's SEMrush, SEMrush.com. All right, now back to the interview. Yeah. So obviously this is a different, I mean, it sucks. It serves a practical purpose. I mean, you can go to Walmart or Target or someplace like that and buy socks as well. So how do you market this product? Because it's as much about the story as it is about the actual product itself. So what have been some of the ways that you have found that have been effective to get the word out?
Well, from the very beginning, my vision was that I would share this through social media and do it organically. And I did some of that at the beginning. And I also got in some Hallmark stores early on. And I had such great results with Hallmark. The first two stores that I was ever in, Naomi's Hallmark in Shawnee and Overland Park, Kansas, they started selling them on a little rack, 8 designs, but right before Thanksgiving of 2011. And between Thanksgiving and Christmas in two stores, each store sold over 140 pairs. Mm. And that allowed us to get into other Hallmarks by telling that story. But that was really kind of part of a marketing plan as well, because the hang tags have our brand on them. So, you know, people would either go to the store to get more or, you know, order online. And then our store locator has directs people back to the stores from the website too. So it was really a win-win situation that we were expanding in both of those channels.
I think that I read somewhere on your website that you are pretty active in schools as well.
Yes.
So that sort of mission, if you will, marketing as part of this, tell me how that fits in.
Yes. A big part of what we do is donate socks to homeless shelters, women's shelters, and children in great need. Yeah. And so far, we've donated over 71,000 pairs.
Oh, wow.
And one of the things we're doing right now through the end of this month is a buy 25 and we'll send 25 pairs to your favorite school or nonprofit that serves children in great need. And that's a very popular promotion. We do it a couple of times a year. And that's one of the things we're really looking to expand. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how to scale that, because my dream would be that every little first grader had a pair of I Am Smart socks to start school with, you know?
Yeah. So I should have asked you this probably at the very beginning, but I assume that you didn't grow up dreaming of selling socks as a business. I think a lot of entrepreneurs, though, would love to come on that idea that does have a practical thing that can actually generate revenue and that they're in love with. So it sounds like you kind of fell into that one way or another. But what did you do before all of this? You know, kind of what led you to the point where you felt like, hey, I can run a business doing, you know, something that didn't used to exist?
Yeah, it's a good question. When I was young, I liked math and science, and I thought about what job or career could I do that would help people the most. And so I decided I wanted to be a doctor because of that. And sure. So I got a pre-med degree from Kansas State University, and I took the MCAT 4 times and applied to KU Med School twice and didn't get in. And there's a longer story with all of that, but I ended up right out of college getting a job at AT&T because of my chemistry background. And I was a technical trainer, and they laid me off 9 weeks later and hired me back, and 9 months later and hired me back in their computer division. And I became a systems analyst and a systems engineer and started a family and learned about, this is a, I'm telling you the short story, but I heard about this company called Mary Kay Cosmetics, where you could work around your family and still earn corporate income. I had never worn makeup in my life, hardly at all, just mascara. And I started that business right before I had my second baby. And by the time I had my third child, which I had three kids under the age of four, I became a new Mary Kay sales director and went full time with that business and drove pink Cadillacs for a decade and built a great business. And then after doing that for about 15 years, I really was looking for like a new challenge. And I took a couple of outside sales jobs in addition to Mary Kay, just trying to figure out what I wanted to do next. And this idea came to me during that time frame about 9 years ago.
Huh. Sounds like perfect roadmap to become an entrepreneur. So what are some of the best sellers? What are some of the words that you can't keep in stock?
Yeah, I Am Awesome was our very first design, and it still is in the top five all the time. I Am Strong is so popular that we now have it in about eight different colors. Oh, and wow. It's a lot of them are breast cancer or cancer-related colors, but I mean, it's so applicable to so many things. I know when I go to my sock drawer in the morning, I Am Strong is one of my favorite socks to wear.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that. That you could, it's like mood socks.
Yeah,
you know, that you could have a whole collection and decide, this is what I'm feeling today. That's kind of fun.
Well, and one of them that has been really popular is the one that I have on now. Or actually, no, just a moment. Sorry, lost my headset. I have I Am Crushing It on right now, but one that looks very much like this is I've Got This, and then Confidence. And now during this time that we're all going through, that's been a very popular one.
Yeah. So I guess the next obvious question that other people have probably asked you is, you know, are boxer shorts next? Or, you know, is there an extension of socks, or are you going to stay in your lane?
Well, socks is still the majority of what we do. But we do have a lot of other products already. Like some of our most popular ones are our baby line. We've got like a one piece outfit and a hat and a pair of socks and a gift set. We have, like stickers that are like dome decals that say, you know, whatever, and you put it on the back of your phone. Gosh, we've got notebooks, note cards, lots of other products, pillowcases for that same reason. Early in the morning and late at night, you see the words.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I can attest to that research. That's when I'm certainly, and those are certainly my best times too. So tell people, Laura, where they can find out more about Notes to Self and maybe even buy some gifts.
That'd be awesome. NotesToSelf.com, NotesToSelf.com. And, gosh, one of the things we're doing too now is doing a lot of corporate gifting, and corporations are sending us Excel files with their employees, and we're sending gifts there.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's an easy way to get it distributed, especially since nobody's coming in the office anymore.
Right.
Great way to keep reminding people that you care. So Laura, it was great catching up with you, and hopefully we'll run into you next time we can go to our favorite coffee shops again in Kansas City.
I'd love that. John, thank you so much for the visit.